Josh Milley, congratulations. Wonderful result.
Great result. Hey, that's what we wanted at the start, like, just to get through no matter how. Like, you know, obviously Ali be disappointed with the performance possibly over two legs, but same time, this fixture's always going to be tight, like, no matter what. There's going to be little in it, and that's what it proved to be. So to get out with any sort of result, no matter how, was obviously the goal at the start, and thankfully we're there now, and we'll look on now to Limerick, I think it is. So.
Yeah, first things first, though, Josh, tell us about that goal that won the tie tonight in the end. A wonderful finish from yourself.
I am not too familiar with the goal scoring, but something like that in the game, and thankfully, it's a good bonus. I got it myself, but it would have been delighted for anybody to score it. But no, it was good ball by Tony, and I was busted myself to get there, and obviously I was rewarded with a good goal, and I'm over the moon actually with it. So. Yeah.
And that goal finally killed off the UCD challenge. In fairness to them, Josh, once they got their noses in front tonight, I thought they were the better side. They looked to be the team most likely to score again.
Oh yeah, second half. I didn't realise how strong the wind was in the first half, because maybe UCD didn't play any long balls. So obviously when we started trying to go long from the kick out, it was catching, and we always knew UCD were going to put up to us, and I knew that was their period of pressure, and I was hoping another few minutes we would have weathered it, but it proved that they got the goal, and to be fair, as you say, they looked a better team at that moment in time. But to be fair to all the boys, we dug deep, and that's the thing about those teams, like, we never give up, and we were dogging us, and it paid off and ended up, so delighted.
Yeah, you were involved in the move that led to Nathan Boyle's goal as well. It was the result, the response that Harps really needed at that stage.
Oh, we were... From the start of the second half, we didn't get going at all, including myself, but we just needed to calm heads and get on the ball, because we know we have quality throughout the team, and especially when the boys like Gareth and Tony and Foy get the ball in the middle, there's options out to either flank with me and Carl, and I knew we're going to get more chances. Like, you know, their spell is going to run out some stage, and we're going to, with the crowd we have here tonight, great crowd, so I knew we were going to get on top, and thankfully Skinny managed to stay inside, and obviously done the rest, and that kind of spurred us on to finish the game strong, and just as to say, we're on the next game now, and we're delighted.
Yeah, not too much time for recovery, Josh. All of a sudden back in action again on Monday night. You'll probably get back together tomorrow perhaps and get a bit of a cool down after tonight, and then let's get the heads round this game on Monday night against Limerick.
That's it, aye. We're in the early doors tomorrow, aye, and an ice bath and that. So aye, it's all about recovery now, eating well, resting well, and just doing our bit. We know probably ideally we would have liked to got Drogheda, but that didn't prove to be with Limerick now, and they seem to be on the up. Be fair to them now, so Ollie's after highlighting there, the pitch down there is massive, so recovery is pretty important now, and hopefully Ollie puts a plan in place like he has all season, and no doubt we're in good form ourselves now. We're having lost 9-8 games or something, so it's all to play for. We go down there and get a good result, I'm sure the credit even be even bigger next week, and we'll hopefully do the business now, so not be easy.